Okay, this is an educational audio because let's face it, in 2023, especially with global warming, which just like hit us out of nowhere this year, you know, people are going to borrow vehicles off of people. People are going to borrow trucks. People have been borrowing vehicles off of people since probably vehicles were made. Let's just face it. Had anybody ask you, hey, before you borrow my vehicle, I need your driver's license? Excuse me? Your insurance company? If you're an insurance company, that's one thing. But somebody demands your driver's license. They're not insurance company. They're not legal counsel. They're not insurance company rep. I'm going to tell you this per legal counsel this morning that I had. A nice long conversation, and I'm regarding other things too, things that changed with my insurance that I didn't know because federal changed my insurance, which is a good thing. Since I'm on new meds, oncology meds, so it'll be covered, you know, almost 100% completely, which is a blessing. I'm going to just say, when you're a good soul and you do good things, you're not shady and doing shady things, the universe rewards you back. That's life. That is life in general. You're a dark, not good person, not good soul. You take advantage of people, you're fraudulent, you're a scammer, you're a con artist, you're nasty, you're bitter, whatever the hell. Universe is going to clap. You know, that's just how it is. And people clap with it. You know, this is how it is. I just finished updating 3 days ago, Caring Bridge, and then did the last couple days, especially the last 48 hours, of things with changes in insurance and how that worked in that for oncology patients when you notice that happens. Because they don't tell you, they just send you this information. And I got it Saturday, and then I got some really strange information today, and I thought, why is this changing? Like, the whole prescription plan and the whole thing changed. I've never heard of this coverage. I've never heard of this insurance company before for pharmaceutical coverage, but when I had reached out today and made phone calls, I was like, okay, this is connected to oncology and especially oncology that's out of town, out of state, that's working with rare cancer institutes, NIH, international research with rare cases of mine. And like I said, you know, this month I'm going back full circle. The 10 specialists that flew in town for my case when I began almost 7 years ago, it'll be what, the end of next month. I was told that 7 out of the 10 will be there. 3 retired, which I'm not surprised. Let's face it, this has been several years. But the others will be there. And this is just more information and more factual stuff that they need, you know, that's going to help other patients. I signed a waiver and I allowed it, you know, to my last dying breath to follow my journey. Follow a medical case, no matter if it's mental health. I signed releases on that. And yes, they will do that. Let's face it, anything regarding tumors and affects your ovaries, let's face it, folks, it affects your chemicals, in your body, your hormones. This stuff really messes with you. It's not a joke. And, when tumors get really big, it causes a tremendous amount of pain. I had to back off on anxiety medicine over the last 72 hours because I knew there was a new drug that the new insurance is able to get through. I couldn't figure out, with the insurance company. I had different parts of insurance company call me. I thought, this is just all weird. I had to relinquish with 2 of my specialists and transfer my care in the last 24 hours. Wasn't expecting to do that. But you have to do things as an oncology patient when you get into this part of your journey. There's going to be things that happen behind the scenes that you're not going to be aware of. Don't get upset or mad about it. This is the way of your providers, insurance companies, and especially if you're part of federal research, you know, with rare cancer institutes and that. These are things they're going to do for you. These are benefits for you and to protect you and to make sure that you get the best care. And if a drug happens to just now be available, or there's a drug that is in a type of phase they can get a hold of from a pharmaceutical company, they will work with your pharmacist or pharmacy that you use. If that pharmacy can't get a hold of, you know, and able to connect with the pharmaceutical company, they will tell you that, and then you can talk with, you know, your representative, who be, you have a federal representative, which I did, an advocate, and they will get a hold of a pharmacy that can connect with pharmaceutical company. They'll work together. I'm saying this because this has been a part of my journey. It's happened over the past 2 weeks, but most recently over the past 7 days. And things have changed over the last, since Friday, really quickly. So it's like, you know, I finally was able to pick up a last of a med that I'll be starting tomorrow. And it is for, it's not out in the public, we're going to say, yet. But it's for women who have gone through oncology treatments. They've maxed them out for ovarian tumors, ovarian masses, and they were able to get a, what was it, cure, but able to get into remission. And this drug possibly could help in advanced stages of things to shrink cells. Most importantly, to stop the rapid growth, progression, let's just say. There's tech terms, medical terms that I'll be honest, I'm not oncology or specialist, so I'm just saying this for what public can understand. It doesn't guarantee it's going to slow down the growth. Could it possibly shrink things, like 10%? Probably not, but it's going to help, keeping things progressing as rapidly as they have. And the pain, like I said, the pain again is the main thing. Pain can control everything. Makes you feel miserable. You don't want to eat. You're nauseous. It can, when these things get out of control, it can cause partial blockages, full blockages. I've dealt with those. It can block your tubes from your kidneys. I've dealt with that a couple times. You get blood vessels rupture. You can have anything. You have internal bleeding and not even make it to the hospital. And that's a real, real fact and a complication that's real. It's a reality. I said, yes, I'm going to try this stuff. Was I planning on trying anything else? No. But nothing's definitive, and everything's really up to each patient if you want to try things, but I'm gonna say this right now because I'm dealing with more of the same circle of shenanigans, the same folks that literally are just causing problems. Why are you causing problems? You know what I'm going through. You're listening to this. Why are you intentionally causing stress? Why are you taking something so small and minor per attorney that shouldn't even be, there should be no extras involved? Why are we placing extras? Why are we intentionally causing you stress? Again, the same circle. Why are we doing this? Why? Do you like doing it? Do you enjoy making people suffer? Do you enjoy making people miserable? Do you enjoy watching people struggle? Sorry. Anybody does this stuff to people and they're struggling and wanting to live and going through hell with their health, and you want to be a thorn in their side and go grabbing knives like you're in a circus and just start throwing them at somebody over and over again? What's wrong with you? You should be lifting people up. You shouldn't be causing me problems. You should be wanting to work with and communicate and eliminating some problems and taking a long track record of not some good things that have transpired. And I'm sorry, I don't own up to them. And I will not. I've owned up to my part of things. I will not own up to behavior from others that's led into actions that were downright damn cruel. Why are you doing this? You're taking something so simple and you're twisting it into a big, big, elaborate thing that it doesn't need to be. People, don't go doing this. Don't go treating people that are sick like a worthless piece of trash imbecile. Because I'm not the only one who I have read on Caring Bridge is dealing with this stuff. I'm not the only one on TikTok that I've seen videos of people that have gone through things that absolutely is disgusting. We don't treat people that are sick with anything but kindness and compassion. And if you can't do that, you need to get right with the person in the mirror, right with God. And if you're not religious, get right with a therapist. I'm talking about psychologists and psychiatrists. Because obviously there's something going on with you. Because your behavior is your behavior. And nobody can own your behavior decisions except for the person in the mirror, you. I don't get it. Why do you continue to do this to me? If you hate me that much, then just say it. I'll respect your honesty. But what I'm not respecting is causing problems again. When somebody is clear and has no problems talking about mental health, and I don't, I have dealt with anxiety from the behavior and actions of people over a decade that have produced trauma, who have produced triggers. I have triggers. I'm learning and I have learned about triggers. With anxiety, there's triggers. When people do things, there's triggers. part of their actions cause triggers. It's like taking an action and dissecting it and having a part of that action. And that trigger is a dissected part of what transpired. And I have triggers. And there's some triggers that, you know, have recently I've realized that I didn't know were triggers. I did an audio yesterday about anxiety and how I take it down. But you today aren't helping me take it down. Are you smiling? You think this is funny? Like, is this why you do the things you do? Because I'm not around the environment. I'm standing outside now, and this ain't normal. Because I'm around normal people who are kind and compassionate. And they don't do this kind of stuff. I don't get you. And if there's other people connected doing it to you, I don't get y'all either. Because you don't do that. You don't do that. But I'm not the first. I'm not the first. I'm not the first that you've acted like this. I'm not the first one you've done this to. I'm not. I was warned it was going to happen to me. I was told by someone, your next bullseye, next target. And this is not a joke, folks. This is the truth to help me guide my last dying breath. This is not a joke. You know? I shouldn't be put in situations that I should not be put in. I should have nothing but full support, kindness, and compassion. Most importantly, you've offered me no emotional support whatsoever, but you have been brutally mean as hell. My response is by your behavior and actions. My power is my response. And I only respond after I talk to attorneys, after I talk those at B, and when you say something or demanding something that my gut is screaming, warning, 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 I'm going to spend the day. And if I have to spend all day, I'm going to validate why I'm not replying or answering or giving you what you want. Because what you're requesting is something that those at B should be asking me, not you. If anybody's ever done anything shady, think things have compromised my health, have went behind my back, have done things that are downright cruel, anything where judges had to be involved to protect me, I'm not going to trust you. You basically have given me every reason in the world, in the Bible, to not trust you. And when you do things that are past the point of trust, there's a lot of times you're never going to get that trust back. And people, when you go through things that are really hurtful, no matter who somebody is, there are certain things that, and certain people, you got to stay the hell away from. You got to distance yourself because it's not okay. It's not healthy for you to be around. I talked about this, I'll follow up with the audio, about anxiety and how I manage it, you know? I could have really let this individual really get to me, but I know what you're doing. Because I've analyzed your behavior, and this is not the first time. It's not what you're doing right now, what it is. It's your actions and how you do things, especially to me, that are downright appalling, but most importantly, sad and disheartening. Yeah. If I have to sit there and question myself, a trauma therapist, and somebody does something, okay, then you need to ask yourself, okay, self, talk out loud. Would I do this to somebody if they were in my shoes right now? Would I behave this way? Would I do that? No. Huh? Have you ever answered yes? I said no. Because you don't. There's a moral decency as a human being. There's like a code of conduct, as he says, and they crossed the same individuals have crossed it over and over again. And there's no change at all. Never going to change. And sometimes, you know, therapists have a point of view. And their opinion is there's some patients that there's never going to be hope. They're passive way of being treated. A lot of people suffer from undiagnosed mental health conditions. They don't want to walk in a therapist's office because they know they're going to be diagnosed. They don't want to hear it. Not going to deal with it. You know, they don't want to hear it. That's why they don't like them. They never show up. It just gets worse. And they project on people. And they sit back and smile of how cruel they are and become towards people that are sick. No. No. Private information. Anybody requests from you private information? And they're not of a source of, you know, business or company or whatever. And they're just anybody? You don't give your private information out. You know, somebody's giving you a million reasons why you don't trust them. You don't give your information out. I didn't give my information out. I'm not going to. Period. If somebody's requesting that, then the company or business or people or whoever higher sources power can contact me directly, or we could go out three-way with my attorney. Either way, as I was told by counsel that you're comfortable with, because you don't have to answer anybody. Kim, and don't. I'm glad you didn't. Some things don't seem right. When it doesn't seem right and your radar is going off internally, warning, warning, something ain't right. Gut instinct's going off, because it's not. It's not right. You know? Don't get involved in things that aren't your business to get involved, that are not your problem, they're not your matter. Because I've always said, the universe claps back. You know? People protect you. And it's the people you don't even realize are behind you right now, they're protecting you. And they'll surface. Usually they surface. I've had them surface. You'd be surprised and amazed at people protecting you that you didn't realize. Don't go doing things that aren't right. I don't care who you are or what you're doing. You know? And people, man, you're a good soul and you don't get involved in that stuff. And you deal with your health. You focus on your health. Don't you focus on matters like that. Somebody asks you things that are digging into your private personal matter. You handle that with appropriate legal counsel. And then you handle it with a source. A legal counsel will direct you to get the proper information in chain. Ask so-and-so, call so-and-so, and they'll explain why I'm saying this to you. And you do that, because I did. I did this evening. And it validated why I'm glad I didn't release any private personal information. That's my privilege. Nobody else's. Unless a higher source of power is asking me or calling me. But if you have a track record of doing things behind my back and being sneaky and dishonest and untrustworthy and downright cruel, and judges even got involved, I'm not giving information. Period. No? It's just not going to happen. You know, I don't know what's wrong. I mean, what is wrong with some people? What the hell happened? What's going on? Why are you not addressing it? Why are you not getting the help you need? No? I'm not here to go fixing anybody on earth. I've done enough help. I've put people before me. And I've done it most of my life. And I don't do it anymore. Because that's where I learned my power in trauma therapy. And I don't do it. I focus on my fur babies and myself. It's not to say I don't help people. I helped someone yesterday. I have no regrets doing so. Nobody else wanted to help her. I did. You know? But you don't do things. You don't do things, you know? You know? I don't care if anybody's religious or not. But I'm telling you, I believe this with everything I got. And I don't know if it's because it's part of my journey or not. And, you know, we all answer. We all answer to our behavior here on Earth. Or we answer it to the good Lord when we're gone. You have to figure out where you want to answer and how you want to answer. You know, because I still believe God decides whether you go to heaven or hell. I don't believe that's an answer for any human being or any soul. I believe that. Well, people don't like to talk about hell? You better talk about hell. People don't think hell is real? Sorry, I'm not getting on my religious boat. I'm not that kind of person. I'll crack the Bible open and start preaching to you. I'm not. I'm just telling you spiritually, a strong person I've always been. I believe there's a heaven and hell. I believe there's both. But I'm a firm believer. We answer for what we do and how we treat others, especially when people who are struggling with their health. If you have to sit there and someone puts you in a position and you're dealing with chronic illness and they are have a track record and they're doing things that just aren't morally okay and not normal, humanly normal, okay? You need to sit there and ask yourself out loud. Talk to yourself out loud. You know, would I do this to so-and-so? Think about someone. I don't care if it's a family member, loved one, whatever. Would I do this to so-and-so? Have I? Would I? No. Your answer every time should be no. You don't need to be an empath. Your answer should be no. If you're saying yeah, then you need to figure out what your problem is. Because I'm not here, nobody else is, to figure it out. There's only one person to figure that out. That's God. You know, that ain't normal. There's some things ain't normal. Ain't right. That's not right. Uh-uh. No, I don't want to be around anything not normal, not right. I don't want to be around anything shady going on. I don't want to be around and trapped into anything that's going down. I don't want to be around nothing than nada. I don't. Period. You know? I don't have any skeletons in my closet. They've been released throughout my life. And I don't go keeping them in there because I'm that kind of person. I don't feel right about it. And I'm not going to do it. You got a problem with me? Come to me. We'll talk about it as adults. A cup of coffee, tea. If you don't, then you must have been doing something behind my back, or you did something that you're guilty of, that you're too egotistical to come forthright, apologize, and be a grown-ass person and adult and come to terms with. It's called carrying baggage. Some people like to carry lots of luggage. You know? And some people got more luggage than what's underneath the biggest jet in the world. And that's the truth. But don't you, good people, good souls, don't you go and people treat people good when you're sick and you know not to stress people out and you know to be just compassionate, kindness. Don't you, good folks, good souls, don't you let anybody ever taint your goodness. Don't ever let anybody do that. I don't care who they are in your life. Don't let it happen, you know. You leave this earth, you want to leave with a clear conscience. You don't want to be around anything you don't want to be around. You don't want nobody tainting you either. You don't. But you got to fill your life with people who give a damn. That give a damn about you. Because when your health is on the line, you need at least just one person that gives a damn. You don't need a million people. I had a physician in Ohio tell me this. He had some people come into his office that knew me really well. And before he could tell me, because he felt bad, he pulled me aside during a visit before everything hit and said, do you have support from these people? The people should be supporting you. Do you have support from them? I said, no. It's not been good. That's all right. Where is your support? Do you have just one person? I said, yeah. Do you have two people? Yeah. What about three? I said, well, does that count people you talk to off stage? Yeah. Kim, that counts. Yeah. All right. Well, I'm going to tell you as a doctor, as your doctor, you only need one person to support you. You don't need a whole bunch of people. You just need one good person to support you. What that doctor was trying to tell me was these people that were forcing themselves into my medical care, and you all know who you are because you listen, and went through all my physicians a decade ago, a little bit over a decade ago, went to this physician. And this physician, after they got reprimanded from the state of Ohio, came clean, and I got that paperwork through an attorney who pulled records during revision last year and stated that they wanted to tell me who these people were and what they did, but they felt they were in a situation that was extremely uncomfortable, and they disagreed what these people were doing and their actions and behavior coming into their provider's office and forcing their way was unacceptable. But he took full ownership of divulging any information and going past HIPAA when they weren't even on my HIPAA and allowed to have any information about my personal or private or medical matters. And it wasn't just him. They went to everybody. That's where the letters from their office attorneys come full force in the front of my medical records and are still there digitally to this very day. So if they ever do it again, they're met with their attorneys, as they said. Nothing to do with you. It's between our attorneys and them. You only need one person, one good soul, and one thing of support, okay? But don't go getting involved in anything that doesn't feel right. Anyone that doesn't feel right. Because someone who is being cruel, mistreating you, and doing things that are dark and not right while you're sick, they don't get better over time. I'm telling you from what I've seen of track records, because I'm not the first, they only get worse over time. Protect yourself at all costs. And when something's not right, remove yourself immediately. Talk to somebody. Okay? Period.